This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. In Bihar, political activities regarding the formation of a new NDA-led government have intensified. The residence of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar in Patna has become the main center of political activity as several rounds of meetings with different parties have taken place. After all constituents, parties of the NDA elect their legislature, party leaders in separate meetings, a joint meeting of all 202 newly elected MLAs will be held to choose the new leader of the NDA legislature party. Following this, a claim to form the government, along with a letter of support from the MLAs, will be submitted to the governor. Tomorrow, under the leadership of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, the last meeting of the current government's cabinet will be held. In this meeting, a recommendation will be made to dissolve the existing cabinet, after which the path for the reformation of the new government in the state will be cleared. In Uttar Pradesh, one person lost his life and more than a dozen are feared to be trapped in a mine which caved in last evening in Sonbhadra district. Rescue teams of NDRF, SDRF and local administration are working on a war footing to rescue the trapped workers. Additional DGP Piyush Mordia informed media that while inside the Krishna Mines quarry in Billi Markundi village of Obra suddenly caved in, trapping the workers. The body of the deceased has been recovered. In Chhattisgarh, three Maoists, including two female rebels, have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today, following a search operation by District Reserve Guard on intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the forest of Tumalpad area. So far, bodies of three Maoists, along with arms and explosives, have been recovered from the spot. An intensive search operation is being conducted in the area by additional teams of police and security forces. The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. The Delhi Police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. All gates of Delhi Metro's Lal Qila station are now open for commuters. Lal Qila Metro station was earlier closed after the blast in a car near the Red Fort in Delhi on the 10th of this month. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today, while addressing the Audit Divas celebrations 2025 in New Delhi, said that the Comptroller and Auditor General of India continues to uphold the highest standards of accountability and transparency in public finance. He also said that as the nation moves towards the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, the CAG will continue to play a crucial role in strengthening fiscal discipline and transparent governance. At the ongoing 44th India International Trade Fair, the Digital India Pavilion is showcasing the journey of digital ecosystem transformation for delivering secure and inclusive digital public services in the country. The pavilion showcases e-governance initiatives such as DigiLocker, Umang, MyScheme, Nixi, Nailit, CertIn, India Semiconductor Mission and Aadhaar. The National Press Day is being observed in the country today. The day reaffirms the vital role of a free, responsible and ethical press in strengthening the nation's democracy. The day marks the establishment of the Press Council of India, which began its work on this day in 1966 as an independent moral watchdog of the media. U.S. President Donald Trump has cut tariffs on food imports as affordability emerges as a potential political factor. India's mango, pomegranate and tea exports are likely to benefit from the move. The White House has announced that tropical fruits and juices, tea and spices are among the imports that will not be affected by reciprocal tariffs. Other items mentioned in the White House fact sheet include coffee and tea, cocoa, oranges, tomatoes and beef. Trump had previously imposed 25% reciprocal tariffs on imports from India and added an additional 25% punitive tariff for buying Russian oil. The British government has announced that under new plans aimed at slashing irregular immigration and countering the hard right, Britain will drastically reduce protections for refugees and end automatic benefits for asylum seekers. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.